Hi, my name is Eva Fernandez. Wanted to welcome you to my new podcast, Career Hacks, Tips, Tricks, and Triumphs. This is a podcast for my company, Compassionate Consulting. I'm super excited that you're here. I hope you enjoy the podcast. I hope you get something from it, and I hope you pass it along to somebody else who might need some career advice. Lastly, just wanted to mention, I do record the podcast inside and outside the studio. So sometimes it might sound noisy and you'll hear the hustle and bustle of the city, and sometimes it might be really, really super quiet. But it's the way I like to record podcasts, because I like to record them when I am ready to share some information for you. So that doesn't always necessarily occur in the office or in the studio. So I hope you enjoy the show and stay tuned. This podcast is sponsored by
Venus Springs, Advocacy for Community Enrichment, LLC. We are a private practice that offers counseling and life coaching services for adults, teens, and kids. We also provide group counseling workshops and classes. To learn more about us, visit us at venusSprings.org.
Hello, happy new year. My name is Eva Fernandez and welcome to Career Hacks, Tips, Tricks, and Triumphs. This is my first podcast for 2020. Feels very strange to say that, but I can't believe we're actually here. I wanted to do this podcast specifically today because it's so important. A lot of people are off today, and it's a really nice time to reflect back on 2019. And even years before, and the things that we've learned, the lessons we've learned, the triumphs that we've had, the achievements that we had, but also the things that have hurt us and the things that have had an impact on our lives. Because if you don't address issues that have happened to you, if you don't address them, they tend to repeat. No, I'm not necessarily talking about things that have happened in your personal life. I'm talking about things that have happened in your career. I want you to think and remember things that have hurt you, words that have been said, misunderstandings that have happened. Communication is ridiculous sometimes. The way in which people communicate in so many shapes and forms, you know, sometimes it can really bite us. And it's important to remember that, you know, sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes we send that email we shouldn't have sent. Sometimes we get mad at that colleague. Maybe it was our fault. Maybe we were just in a bad mood and we took it out on them. Or maybe it was justified that you're angry. Maybe it was justified that, you know, you got mad at your supervisor and they wrote you up and it shouldn't have happened, or they blamed you for that. Or maybe it was something else. Maybe you actually got fired, you know? Maybe you did something to get yourself fired, or maybe you didn't do something wrong, but you still got fired. Maybe the grant ended. Maybe you didn't get that promotion. Maybe. All these things have happened to all of us. And what I really want to talk to you about today is forgiveness. Gotta let that shit go. You really have to. If we hold on to the grudges, if we hold on to every wrong that's happened to us, it's just gonna eat us alive. If we really want to triumph in 2020, if we really want to get that dream job, start a business, you know, whatever you want to do, you have to be able to forgive yourself. If you made a mistake, let it go. I'm not telling you to forget it. Because if you did something wrong, you gotta take responsibility for it, right? But it happened. It happened, you know? I know people who talk about things that happened 10, 15 years ago. If that boss hadn't held you accountable for that or blamed you for that, oh my gosh, where you would be right now. Or if you had spoken up more, gosh, you would really have advanced your career. If maybe you didn't get involved with this guy in the office, maybe if you didn't have like this office romance and then it blow up in your face, maybe you drank too much at the office party or you did something inappropriate, forgive yourself. People make mistakes. And this is the day to really, really let it sink in. Hey, things have impacted your life for a reason. You are, I truly believe, where you're supposed to be. You're going through these battles, these hills and valleys and mountains. You're going through all of these for a reason, and it's going to lead you somewhere. But the only thing that you have to do is recognize it. Recognize if it's a pattern, because it might be you. It might be me. Hell, sometimes it is me. I admit it. Maybe I don't admit it immediately, but sometimes you have to take a look back and realize, what role did I play in the circumstance, in my job, in my career, in the workplace? Did I really add value to every job? Did I really, really add value every single day? Or did I slack off sometimes? Did I leave early sometimes? Did I do something that maybe the boss doesn't necessarily like? Maybe, maybe not. But regardless, in order for you to move up in your career, in order for you to get where you want to be, you have to create a balance in your life, and you have to not hold on to these wrongs that have happened to you. Not hold on to these things that have happened to you, these people that did something to you a year ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago. You know what? If they're an asshole, let them be an asshole. But let it go. Because if you find yourself talking about it, obsessing about it, blaming them for the rest of your life, for your issues, it's just eating you alive. And it's not healthy and it's not productive. I know people in my own life who talk about things that have happened recently and a long time ago as if it just happened to them, and play the blame game. Well, just like divorce, I feel like most divorces, you know, it's usually not just one-sided. There's usually both people who played a role in it somehow. You know, I could be wrong, but I can tell you, in 2020, there are things that I can speak freely about that I was too scared to speak freely about before. I can tell you that it's time to forgive myself for certain things and certain mistakes that I've made in my jobs that have really truly been my fault. Or maybe sometimes I just wasn't aware and I'm hard on myself, you know? And I'm not, and when I'm talking about forgiveness and in the workplace, I'm also talking about in your schooling, you know? I'm telling you, when you get that bill from Sally Mae or whoever for your student loan, we blame ourselves and we don't forgive ourselves. My God, if I had gone to this school or I had picked a different major, I wouldn't have to be paying this much money back. You know, it eats you alive. You know, it's done. It happened, right? So what we have to do is we have to realize, okay, At the time, this was a decision I made. At the time, I thought it was a good idea. And I'm the type of person, me and myself, are the type of person who don't have regrets. I tell this to my children all the time. I don't have regrets. If I did something, I felt I was justified in doing it, right or wrong. And if I have regrets about it, that means that my life wouldn't be where it is today. Because whatever action that was took me to where I am, sitting right here, right now, in front of you. So I don't have regrets, but I do have decisions that I've made that maybe I just overthought about it. Really, really internalized anger towards, you know, a supervisor who did something wrong to me, or angry that I didn't get the job that I should have gotten and it went to somebody else. And, you know, I blamed it on nepotism, or I blamed it on, you know, seniority or office politics. But, you know, me having those feelings of that is going to eat you alive. For whatever reason, that job wasn't right for you. That's why you're not there anymore. For whatever reason, you're listening to this podcast. And I hope that it brings you insight, and I hope that it gives you what you need. I hope it gives you that strength to use for 2020 to move on, to let it go, to let those people go, to let that anger go, to let the feelings of being disappointed go. I get clients all the time who come in my office who are looking for a job and want to be promoted, and you know, everything looks great on paper, everything looks great on their LinkedIn, and then all of a sudden they say, oh, by the way, I got fired, or I was asked to leave, or something worse. But you know what? It's okay. It happened. Move on, you know? What you did had an impact, but what you didn't do is having an impact too. So what I would like for you to do in 2020 is for you to write a list down of things you want to do. And I'm not talking about a resolution, but I'm talking about things that are important to you, things that you want to accomplish. What do you want to see? Not what do you want? How do you want to see your career in 2020? How do you want to see you 5 years from now? You 6 months from now? My God, 2 weeks from now? What do you want to see different? You know, maybe it's you show up to the office 15 minutes early and you spend that time looking through your emails, organizing things, putting things on your calendar. Maybe it's you go to the gym after work and let go of that stress. Let go of that hurt. Let go of that anger. Let go of all of that and just focus on you. Maybe you start meditating. Maybe you start doing, you know, stuff with people in the office. Maybe you start going to some work events. And you don't put pressure on yourself. You don't let the resentment get to you. You start creating that balance. You start creating that because you don't want life to feel lopsided. You don't want to feel as if you missed out and you were wronged. Because all of us are wronged. All of us have experienced things that would amaze you. All of us have experienced those things. Yet, some people are achievers and some people aren't. Why is that? Why is it that one person can get fired from a job and they can bounce right back and get an even better job right after? Yet another client can get fired from a job and not work for 5 to 10 years because they're still upset about it. Why is that? It's so important. It's so important to forgive yourself. Forgive those people. Hell, sometimes they don't even remember how they wronged you sometimes. You know, I'm not saying you have to become best friends with them. I'm not saying you have to even have them on your LinkedIn. What I'm saying is at some point you have to realize you're the bigger person. And you know what? You're going to be the successful person, and you're going to be the person who achieves all of your goals and all of your dreams in your career and in your life. And the way that you're going to do that is you are going to forgive yourself. Understand 2020 is not going to be mistake-free. You're going to make mistakes every single day. It's just going to happen. You're going to say the wrong thing. You're going to send an email wrong. You're going to not articulate yourself well at a staff meeting. Whatever. It happens. Let it go. Laugh it off. Move on. Remember it and move on. I have so many stories that I want to be talking about in the podcast. Yes, I want to have guests on the show, but I've really, really been thinking a lot about what I want to have for this podcast. And I want you to triumph, and I want to give you those tips and tricks, definitely. But more than anything, I want to give you hope. I want to give you hope to know that it is out there. You just have to grab it. There is somebody there who needs your help, who wants to hire you. There is that person. You know, maybe you're like, you know what? I've been doing this for a long time. I'm ready to move on. I want to start my own business. I'm not saying it's easy, because it's hard. And you're going to struggle, and you're going to fucking hustle for a long time. And your friends and your family aren't going to understand, but it's okay. If that's your dream, then you need to go after it. If that's what you want to do in your life, then you need to go after it. I can tell you the different jobs that I have loved that have been the most successful. I can tell you jobs that I have had that have been horrid, that I either quit or I got fired from. I can tell you jobs that, you know, were just there and didn't motivate me. But the fact of the matter is, life moves on. People aren't going to remember every detail of everything. And me getting fired from one job in my entire life does not define me. Just like me getting promoted doesn't define me. Just like me starting a business doesn't define me. You get to write that story. You get to define yourself. You get to develop your personal brand. And you can rant and rave and do it. You can do whatever you want to do. But what I want you to do is I want you to find an outlet for it. And if that means you start a podcast, do it. If that means you start blogging, or you go back to your old days and writing in a diary, do it. If that means you get some career coaching from me to help you find that direction, to help you find that roadmap, do it. Now is the time. Your life is calling for you. Now is the time. Otherwise, time just slips away. I think about that scene on My Best Friend's Wedding, which is an old movie, but I absolutely loved, and I recently showed it to my daughter. And there is the scene where Julia Roberts really wants to tell, what is his name? Dylan something. Mulrooney, I think. How much she loves him. And they're in the boat, and they go through the tunnel, and she loses her nerve. That's what life is. She missed that opportunity. You need to seize that opportunity. This is me waving the white flag at you. This is me telling you, the time is now. Don't let some asshole control you. Don't let a pain, somebody that hurts your feelings, control you and stop you from ever achieving success again. Just because somebody turned you down at a job interview, or you thought you nailed that interview and you just never got the call back, does not mean that you should give up. It doesn't mean that. It just means it wasn't the right job for you. You get up, you be courteous, you be responsible, you put your goals down, you write them, and you motivate yourself to do it. Even if it's little baby goals, even if it's one bullet every day, today I'm going to get up. I'm just going to get through the day in my office. I'm going to get through the day. Fine. Maybe tomorrow I'm going to get through the day and I'm going to, maybe today I'll speak at a staff meeting. I'll speak up. I'll raise my hand. I'll ask a question. Maybe next week I'll do something else. Maybe I'll ask my boss for an extra job if she has one. You know, maybe I'll go to that event for staff meeting. Little by little. I tell my clients this all the time. We're doing baby steps. I'm not telling you have to go leaps and bounds, although you can. But what happens is sometimes when you do leaps and bounds, you make mistakes. So if you do leaps and bounds, look both ways. Make sure you're, you know, dotting your I's and crossing your T's. Make sure you're doing everything that needs to be done so you don't make any mistakes. And most importantly, realize what you're doing. Realize if you're playing a role in this, if you're playing a negative role, if you're being the Debbie Downer at the office, if you're being the one that is causing the havoc, that is causing the pain, being honest with yourself is hard. Being honest with yourself is admitting that we're not perfect. Admitting that maybe your coworker actually had a point, right? That's okay. That's the wonderful thing about every time we start a new year. That's the wonderful time about it, is that it's an opportunity to start new. It's an opportunity to say, okay, that was last year. I made a mistake. I'm moving on. I'm being positive this year. I'm starting fresh. That's your opportunity. So I invite you to forgive yourself. I invite you to motivate yourself for 2020. I invite you to let this year be the best year of your life. Anyway, that's my show for today. That's my long rant for you, my hope for you. And as I always say, I am here for you. Should you need me, should you need coaching, should you need job interview prep, resumes, anything like that, let me know. I'm here to help you. Even if you're changing careers or going to college and you're needing that academic advising, I am here to help you. I don't want you to make the same mistakes that I've made in the past. I don't want you to make the mistakes I've seen my clients or my colleagues make. And the best thing I can tell you is, before you go and you send a long email to your boss that you're going to quit, or go into their office and close the door and yell and scream, call me. Set a time with me. I'll talk you through it. I will help you digest what happened. I will help you come up with a plan of action. And I will help you so you don't make a mistake. So if you do decide to leave, you resign in the proper way so you don't have things against you. I don't want you to get fired for something that maybe you could have worked out. I don't want you to quit a job for something that maybe you could have worked out. I want you to be honest with yourself. Think about it. Think it through. Don't be rash. That can hurt us sometimes. So, again, this is my message for you for 2020. I wish you the best year ever. And until next time, have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.